Now, I'm joined in the studio by Trevor Newham, who is a singer, bassist, songwriter, one of the highly successful Legal Eagles, and internationally renowned guitarist, vocalist, songwriter, Al Vosper. Trevor and Al, Mark Cecil and Sam Edwards, are also known collectively as Newham, Edwards, Vosper and Cecil, which is an incredibly diverse group of musicians and singers. The boys have a fantastic regular night at the Anchor Pub on a monthly basis, which not only showcases the boys' fantastic live band, but also gives local singers the chance to sing with a professional band. So very good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
That's a nice introduction, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was very nice.
Now, you come in today because you've got an album which is literally fresh off of the press, which is The Anchor Tapes, A Gathering of Friends, which is featuring some of the best vocalists in Essex, including yourselves, both of you, as well. So before we talk about the album, tell us about your music careers. We'll start with yourself, Trevor, because you're one of the best bassists in Essex and probably in the country. When did you get interested in music?
How much do I owe you for that introduction, first and foremost?
There is no owing.
Well, I'm a local boy. I grew up in Hornchurch and went to Abbs Cross School for delinquents. Basically got into music with my friend John Wood, who had a drum kit, and I wanted to be a drummer, but he got fed up with me bashing the hell out of his drum, so he showed me a Level 42 video and said, if you play bass and I play drums, we can do this. So we did that. We learned the whole back catalogue and didn't even think that actually there's already a Level 42, so there's no room for us. And then it kind of went from there, really. Joined a pub band and then moved on to a different level pub band and on and on and on, and then got the call to do a band called The Foundations. And then calls started coming in. It's quite handy for me because I sing as well. It's not really singing bass players. So.
But you sing and you sing harmonies. So, I mean, the bass is one of those instruments. I think it is incredibly hard to play bass because you're not necessarily doing what the rest of the band are doing.
I see the bass being the most... I was going to challenge this in a minute. I see the bass being the most important instrument because it's the bridge between the rhythm and the pitch. Mm. So it's quite a nice role. And I quite like standing at the back and just grooving along on bass, singing a few BVs. It's quite nice for me.
And so yourself, we're going to move over to Al. You are a legend, very well known internationally and in the UK for being a top guitarist, and you're a singer as well.
You're very kind.
You're welcome. When did you first pick up the guitar?
I was probably about 7 years old. I grew up down in Exeter, down in Devon. You know, left school and played guitar, that was it. I joined a band called First Class, who had a hit with Beach Baby. If you remember that, do you remember that? It was a big hit back in the 70s. I'm a bit older than Trevor, actually. Just a slightly
during the war.
Yeah, well, hardly. Yeah, Crimea War. Yeah, actually moved to Essex about 1981, 82, and just started playing in the pubs around here, you know, and just went on from there. Mm. You know, joined a few bands, and that was it, really. That's how I did it. And really, an Essex boy, although I was actually grew up in Exeter, I class myself as an Essex boy now.
Very nice accent.
Yeah. He has got a good voice for radio. Good face for radio as well.
Yeah.
Who were your musical heroes, Trevor, when you were growing up?
When I started, it was Mark King from Level 42, I walked around with a little bit of tape around my thumb, playing slap bass and couldn't do anything else. Yeah, I was a complete freak for Level 42.
And have you met him?
No. I got close because we played the same venue in Croydon. We were in a smaller theatre downstairs. It was in a big one upstairs. And I tried to blag my way backstage, but they weren't having it.
He lives on the Isle of Wight, I think, doesn't he?
I know he did. I don't know if he still does, but yeah, absolutely.
Because you've been outside his house waiting still.
He had a calf, Joe DeFlo's, that he owned on... I don't think he worked behind the counter knocking up bacon butties, but he owned this cafe, and I went to search it out, and it had gone 2 weeks before I got there.
Oh, no.
Gutted, yeah.
And what about yourself, Al?
Well, I suppose my dad, really. Yeah, he was a drummer and a singer. What else did he play? Trumpet as well and a bit of piano. And he actually played on the Queen Mary as well, in one of the jazz bands on the Queen Mary back in the 40s. So, yeah, I grew up listening to all that 40s sort of swing stuff. Mm. So that's my dad, I think, really. You know, and then Sinatra. I love Sinatra. Probably the most music I listen to, that swing stuff. Mm. And the least music I play. Any music's great for me, as long as it's good. Great.
We've got the album here. It's The Anchor Tapes, A Gathering of Friends, Volume 1. There will be a Volume 2 coming out, maybe, hopefully, next year. Got 19 tracks on here. Loads of different singers are taking part in this. The first track, which Al hasn't heard because it is that hot off the press.
Yeah. I picked it up this morning and came straight here. You're the first person to hear it.
So, Al, you've not heard this either, and this is you?
No, except we sang it on the day. Well, we played. Did I sing this on the day? I think I did. Yeah,
I think we probably did.
Spent all day recording the album, then I did my vocal track, and that was the last time I've heard it, so I've never heard this.
So tell us about why you picked this track.
I think, well, there's a connection between myself and Trevor, the band The Illegal Eagles, myself and Phil, the drummer, well, the original drummer, we started about 22 years ago, and I just actually dip in and out over the years, get the sack or leave or whatever. And so, yeah, I was with the Illegal Eagles for a long time, and this is just a great version of one of their big hits, so I just thought I'd try singing this.
Here's Al Vosper singing One of These Nights.
One of these nights, one of these crazy nights, we're gonna find out what turns on.
Absolutely beautiful. Al, that's you. That was done in one take?
Yeah, well, we went into the studio. I think it was the first track we recorded on the day.
It was, yeah.
Was it like a 16-hour day or something, wasn't it? We recorded 19 tracks in 16 hours. And I think that was the first one. So, yeah, we I think we ran through it once.
Yeah.
And then we thought, this sounds pretty good. So we ran through it again, and I think that was the second take. Yeah, of the first track on the day.
When you do guitar solos, do you sing your guitar riff? Because do you know what I mean? When you're playing a solo, do you actually sing it in your head and then it transfers through to your fingers? How does it work?
Well, sometimes you can do it via, you know, scales that you've learned all through the years, and you know, just stuff that you've learned from different players. But it is nice to actually sing the solo as you're doing it at the same time. George Benson very famously does it.
Yeah.
And it does give you something else. There's something different about thinking about the solo. You can just play a solo just playing scales, but if you think about what you're doing and listening to the chords in the background, and hopefully you come out with a nice solo. And I was very pleased with it. The first time I've heard the solo, I'm very pleased with that.
The first time we played together as a band was just as a scratch band at my best friend's wedding. I was a bit skint at the time, so I thought, what can I get him as a gift? So I thought, I'll supply the entertainment.
For £1,000 each.
Yeah, that would have been nice, wouldn't it? Yeah. He was a bit skint as well at the time. So I thought, right, I'm going to put a little band together of people that I wanted to play with. So we've got Mark Cecil on drums, we've got Sam Edwards on piano, and we've got Al on guitar, and I'd known you for very long at that point. And we kind of got together, no rehearsal, because we kind of worked out a list of songs that we all knew. Went and played this wedding, and I think the first or second song in, we all looked at each other and thought, actually, this is kind of all right, this.
Mm-hmm.
And over the years, since then, that must be like 2000, 2002, something like that, we've done so many gigs together and so many sessions and tours, playing other people's music and having to kind of play structured stuff. And we thought, oh, it'd be nice to play some stuff for ourselves, really. So I had a chat with Mick at The Anchor, which is a great pub in Benfleet, he's really supportive of his live music. And he said, all right, do a Tuesday night. Nothing goes on a Tuesday night. So we did the first Tuesday of every month. And then it kind of quickly transpired that neither Al or I were really bothered about singing all night long. So we kind of started calling people out the audience. And then that snowballed. And then a few posts on Facebook, next thing we know, I think the most we had 19 guests in one night, 18 vocalists and one trumpet.
Yep.
And you've been a guest a few times and come down and rocked out with us.
Yeah.
And so then we thought, well, it'd be nice to get in the studio and just put an album together just for ourselves and for our kids, just around, down to the grandkids, as it were. And then that snowball, Mark said, well, why don't we invite some of the singers to come down and give some of the, because on the album there's some pro singers in the album, but there's some amateur singers and some singers starting out. Paige Thompson is a young lady who actually works at The Anchor sometimes, and she's got up from behind the bar and she sang and really wowed us.
Well,
maybe she could come down, and she'd never been in a studio before, never sung with a live band, so it's given an opportunity to people to come and get a demo or a recording with some professional musicians in a professional studio. And then it kind of thought, right, instead of doing an album for ourselves, why don't we put all of our friends from The Anchor on it, and we'll call it The Anchor Tapes. And that was how it was born. So then a very condensed recording process began.
And it's a fantastic, I mean, the sound is incredible. Who did all the engineering and mixing, and where was it recorded?
We like to keep it all local, so we went to a studio in Rochford called Big Noise Studios, yep. And Simon Davies there is incredible. He's a bit of a workaholic, so, and he never lets anything leave the studio unless it's top quality, unless it's got his seal of approval. So he was great. So we basically did it in two and a bit days, really. Mm. We went in day one, just the band, and we called my wife sings at one track on the album. We got her in to sing guide vocals, so we knew where we were. And we just literally recorded 19 tracks in a day, and Simon was amazing. He was just on the ball. He's really fast working, and he's really forgiving as well. So he's really good. Whether you're a seasoned musician or you're new to it, he's really forgiving and he's really helpful. So we can't.
What did you do then? He forgave you for? Did you like trash the studio afterwards?
Well,
rock and roll.
No, if you don't play that good,
maybe
you should take another take on
that.
Yeah. Do you ever get like nasty? Have you ever had nasty producers? Is that something that happens in studios? Do you get sort of kind of?
You get some egos sometimes.
Yeah, I think it's when money's involved. You know, it's like, you know, time is money. Mm. And but yeah. Of course you do. You get nasty players as well. But
yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But generally, don't try and work with us.
Yeah, always brass players, so I heard. If you're out there listening, boys, good morning.
Yeah. And then I could be a brass player as well.
They're always the ones a little bit strange. But you do have as well, not only do you have singers, you can have brass players come down and they sort of jam along, whether it's sax or trumpet. You've had some amazing players come down as well.
A few sax players have been down. And it's really nice. A few nights we've had like a couple of sax players and a trumpet, so it's been like a ready-made kind of ad hoc brass section on the night. So it's great fun. It's a really good night, Danny Anker. As kind of freelance players, we don't get a lot of time to learn new songs, but if we can find a sheet music or a chord chart for it, we'll definitely have a go,
And that's what happens on the night. Someone will come up and say, you know, do you know Morning by Al Jarreau? And we'll say, we might be able to get through it, download the track, the music there and then 10 minutes later we're playing the song. And that's it's a great feeling playing songs that you've never played before and just getting from A to Z.
Great example, actually, because that particular song, Morning, went from that scenario I just described to the album.
Yeah.
Paul Bleach sings that.
He does a great job on that.
Yeah, he does a note on that. Paul Bleach, he sings a note and it's still going about a minute later.
It's still going now.
He was singing it only last month.
That note's still ringing.
Well done, Paul. Now, the next track we're going to be playing is yourself singing, Trevor. It's called Bring On Love. Tell us about the track and why you picked it.
As a really good friend of mine, Damien Flood, is a singer-songwriter based out of Greenwich. And this is a song from his solo album. He wrote this song, and it's on his album Lucky Seven. And I've always loved it, and I've always done it with my trio. And I thought it'd be a really good one for this band. And the boys played their socks off, and this is beautiful.
It's all about contemplating all my time. So much better when you're around, so I'll keep waiting. Bring on the sun.
There we go. That is another track. That is Trevor Newham singing. That's the Anger Tapes, Gathering of Friends, and that is Bring On The Love, which I've never heard before, and that's one of your friend songs. That's fabulous.
It's a lovely tune.
And a top vocal, Trevor.
A lot of bass players, you know, when you say, like, bass players sing, they don't sing like that. That's, you know, it's
a
great voice.
I'm sure there are a few that sing like that.
I was listening there, and where you would expect maybe Mark Cecil or a normal drummer to throw in a drum pad, it's not. So it's, as you said, it's what's been left out. So it gives the whole song something to breathe.
It's a common thing you see at jam nights as well. Everyone waits to get up to play their two songs and then they throw the kitchen sink at it and the guitarists are tapping, the drummers are doing solos all the way through the song. But a great musician just knows what to play.
And so listening to your other players as well in the band.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you listen to the drums, you listen to the keys. So I won't play that line because the keys are doing that. So playing is all about listening as well.
It's making a team noise.
Yeah.
And someone once said to me, you play the spaces, You don't have to fill every gap, play the spaces, let someone else play. So.
And your lovely missus is on this?
Yeah, Sarah's on there.
Say hi, Sarah. She's a gorgeous and brilliant singer as well. Keely Smith has been on my show. She's on
Keely,
there as well.
Keely, the powerhouse, is on there. Yeah,
yeah, she's got a cracking voice.
Funky version of At Last for her. Angie Gilby's on there, Joanne Martin's on there, Paul Bleach is on there, Paige Thompson's on there.
Anna McDonald. Is she playing a ukulele?
She is playing a ukulele, yeah. Julia West's on there doing a great version of Creed. John Lloyd's on there, a good friend of ours as well. And there's a guy on there called Aaron Kelly, who for the first kind of 6 months that we did the anchor was sitting at the front with his mate. He was there all the time. And then one week he said, can I sing a song? We went, yeah, what do you want to do? And he did Dock of the Bay, and we all went, my God, where have you been hiding?
Yeah.
He's incredible. Yeah, there's a great version of Cry to Me on there.
And if you're a local or singer-songwriter from Essex and you want to come down and have a band back you, like this band, as I said, Mark, and you've got Sam Edwards, Al, and yourself, Trevor. Have I missed somebody out? No.
Matt Wilding comes to play percussion at the
end. That's it, Matt. Yes, he's lovely, and he does brilliantly on the percussion as well. If you're a brass player, you can get up, and also if you're a vocalist, you can get up and sing with the band as well. And as I said, they are they're a class above, and you just heard them play. So it's I wish I'd have met you guys earlier. Never mind.
We'll do your next album.
Thanks.
which is a good point, actually. If anyone listening out there wants to do an album as a singer-songwriter, got a bunch of tunes but doesn't know how to go about it, just get in contact, because we'll play on it, and the studio's great, so we can help you do that.
That's really cheered me up. Thanks. Do you want to take your CD back now and put it in the thing? Now, we're going to end on a song which is featuring all of everybody on this last one.
Yeah, this was Mark's brainchild, actually. He said we should feature a song that's got everyone on the same song, and we're all fans of Christmas, so it's a good time. It's December now. It's December the 3rd or something.
It is second.
Yeah, we can legitimately play this one.
Have you got your tree up? This is my first Christmas song of the year, but have you got your tree up yet?
Post on Facebook,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, my Sarah's a big Christmas fan. I love Christmas as well, but she's big, 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 big on Christmas.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got two little kids, so we've got the tree up, we've got reindeer in the back garden that light up, we've got a projector projecting snowflakes in the front of the house. Yeah,
it's like the Simpsons.
It is a bit.
It's worse than that. Alex and Labour come out and say, "Oh my God, the Griswolds have moved in."
Yeah. And you know what? And I'm the opposite. My two girls are all grown up, in the 30s, and we do it on Christmas Eve.
Yeah,
so it's a big thing for us.
Right.
So yeah, because we used to do it when they were small.
They're little, yeah.
On Christmas Eve, we get round my daughter's house and we put up the Christmas tree on Christmas Eve. So it's that's what happens when you get older.
It's last minute.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time.